from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Big Ten Media Week with Danny and Dusty.
It's got to be America's team. It's got to be America's team. America, that's my favorite kind of team.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Jump back to earlier parts of your favorite fan shows on the Odyssey app. The only way to rewind Portland's sports leader.
Big Ten Media Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080.
They like to drink their haterade and eat their hater tots.
The Fan.
Adam, we're two here on Danny and Dusty. We are Dustyless. Jeff Russ behind the glass. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you. We love you. And I'm just going to continue to attempt to get thrown off radio today. We have to talk about what nobody wants to talk about with the Olympics, because the text line and my text messages are blowing up in a sense of what happens in the Olympic Village. And I had somebody text me a little bit ago talking about the Olympic Village, and number one, that group chat would get me fired in immediate heartbeat because my friends are monsters. But number two, a good point is raised. The French national team and the home field advantage that they have, not in the competitive spirit, but in the national team village, the medal count is going to go up. Just going to put that out there. I mean, the home field advantage has got to account for more than just on-court performance. Just... right?
Can I have a lot of French athletes out there feeling good?
The only thing that I can come close to comparing this to,
mm-hmm.
this is how I'm drawing my line. Okay. When you go in the military, when you go to tech school, when you get out of basic training, because in basic training, you're locked up for 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You are pent up teenage angst and hormones, and boy, is it a problem. And then they unleash you on the world. But the thing to remember here is, when you're in the military, now, the staggering majority are very young,
mm-hmm.
very athletic, and very fit. And what ends up happening? Well, you have marriages that fail very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But you also make the next generation of the military.
Yeah.
that's what happens. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. No, I have mentioned this one before. There are two tech schools in the Air Force that are known as the STD capitals of the military. Just throwing that out there. Again, because why? You keep a bunch of young, hormone-induced, physically talented and gifted people together mm-hmm. for a couple of months, and then you spring them on each other.
Yeah.
With no rhyme, reason, or recourse, and this tends to happen.
Are they still supplying them all with condoms there too?
Yeah, yeah, they do. Yeah. Whether or not they're used, I don't know. I'm going on a limb and say no. But this is how we get the super babies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right? Like, this is.
Yeah, I mean.
I want to see, like, we need to, like, we have a couple, like, crossover sports. I want to see, like, I want to see, like, an Ironman triathlon type of deal, right? Where, like, but I want to see, like, the mutant baby. I want, like, Michael Phelps to have a child with, like, the world's best cyclist.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Let's see what happens.
So you really are going for a triathlon there.
No. Like I'm saying, like, you know, let's see kind of what happens here. Like, what kind of records can we break?
Yeah.
You know, the decathlete, they just put the Team USA decathlete up there and she looks like she's quite literally a different species of human. It's like, right. And it's like every year we get a little bit further down the path of like specialists. Like, I don't think most people know, unless you like, were paying attention during the Michael Phelps stuff. Like, Michael Phelps is quite literally like engineered in a lab to be a swimmer.
Yeah.
He's got shorter legs, but he's got double jointed shoulders and big feet. Like, he's basically a human dolphin.
Yeah.
Like, you're like,
he's Aquaman.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, what the hell? Like, I'm wondering, like, and this gets into a very like eugenicist level of stuff. Like, so I don't want to go down that path, but. Also, I kind of do just for science. I know that makes me a monster, and but
you better watch out here, Jimmy the Greek.
You know what I mean. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because you start seeing the stuff these people are capable of, and you put them all in these Olympic villages, and you're like, I wonder what would happen with this. There's also I wanted to bring this up because it was a text conversation, but also Casey Holdall is saying we need to change our chant from USA, USA to ranch, ranch, ranch. And I thought, well, that's kind of tacky, but also fun point, Doritos Cool Ranch are sold as Doritos Cool American overseas.
Ah.
So we're already drawing that line.
Doritos Cool American. Huh? Yeah, I wondered, does ranch dressing not exist over across the pond?
No.
No?
No. I mean, it's ours. It's like fry sauce.
I guess they do keep it in the Hidden Valley.
Mm, see?
Mm. Mm.
They don't.
And Ken's Steakhouse.
And it's true. And we do Hidden Valleys and steak better than anybody. On the Vancouver text line, this will get me in trouble. Who's having more sex, Olympics, military on leave, or in nursing homes? Nursing homes.
Well, yeah, that's also your highest STD rates of capitals. STDs.
Yes. Yeah. My sister-in-law works in one, and that one of their like primary jobs is keeping them from being too horny. It's a real thing.
Just replace all those Viagra with sugar pills.
Right? Just placebos? No, you're doing great, honey. They have Joel Embiid right now on the boat, and they've been on the boat now for...
It's been a while.
3 hours?
I think these ceremonies started, because the ceremonies themselves started at like 10:15.
Yeah, so they've been on the boat for a hot minute, and 7'2", 350-pound Joel Embiid needs to take a seat.
Yeah. Well, it's pouring down rain out there, too.
Yeah, it's not great, Bob. Yeah. It's not great. But also, do you like these stylings of Team USA? Ralph Lauren. I like the what are we calling that? It's not quite a no. I guess it is a
The jacket?
Yeah, that's not a jacket. It's a
it's almost sport coat blazer.
It's not that though. It's the God dang it.
I've run out of
We all took the picture together.
Synonyms.
Last
cardigans.
Cardigan, thank you.
Gotcha.
I could not think of it. It's kind of a sport coat cardigan.
We got to bring back Cardigan Thursday one of these days.
We
don't
do. Well, yeah. It's a little crisp in the air.
Yeah,
otherwise,
that's true.
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
You and I, far too husky for Cardigan Thursdays in July.
Yeah, exactly.
Wool in July just sounds like a particular kind of hell.
Yes.
But I'm digging the cardigan sport coat.
Mm-hmm.
The jeans in the rain is a tough look.
Yeah, well, and that's one of those where, I mean, I guess, you know, from our perspective, that might be one that's a little bit difficult to anticipate. But if your name is Ralph Lauren, then you probably should be able to anticipate that.
Right?
Yeah.
Are we claiming him as French or American?
I mean, apparently we're claiming him as American because we're putting all of our American athletes in his clothes.
Right. Lighting up the Eiffel Tower, too, to give seizure-inducing strobe effects is fun.
Oh, are we sure? I thought that with the lighting up of the Eiffel Tower, that Snoop had gone up there with the torch again.
There you go. Again, on the Olympic side of things, my God, a guy who had a murder case is out there carrying the torch. You can do anything in life.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to deviate back to the Olympics all day today because I love the Olympics. But there is the news. There is some news in the world of sports. Actually, there's quite a bit of it. First of all, I loosely talked about this when the NBA TV deal went into effect. But we now have a understanding of what the regular season playoffs and all of the extra stuff, how it is going to break out across the three partners. Mm-hmm. By three, I'm saying Walt Disney, ABC, ESPN is one. So Walt Disney, NBC, and Amazon Prime. Okay.
Oh, also, just quick squirrel moment. Mm. He is American.
There we go.
Born okay. in the Bronx.
All right. I like it. I like it.
His birth name, Ralph Reuben Lifshitz.
Yeah, Lifshitz is not... that's usually what you... tell someone to go do.
Anyway, back to the NBA TV deal.
I'm going to hell. I'm aware. Doesn't roll off the tongue like Lorraine, that's for sure.
Right.
But the 11-year media rights deal. Okay, what's important about this is, well, TNT's not entirely gone away yet. We'll get to that here in a little bit. Walt Disney, which is ABC, ESPN, Disney... grouping will have basketball games Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it means the weekends, primetime Friday nights, and the midday or the midweek Wednesday game. NBC, and this is these are exclusive rights, or they have rights with there are some exclusive rights.
Mm-hmm.
The exclusive rights.
So like what TNT used to have.
Yes.
Yes.
So they have the exclusive Wednesday. Only Wednesday. They have exclusive Wednesday rights. They share Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday with Prime and Sunday with NBC. NBC is going to get exclusive rights to Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be Sunday NBA basketball.
I thought they were going to do that after Sunday Night Football was done.
It will, but it won't be exclusive. They share those rights with ABC and Disney. But they have Monday, Tuesday exclusively. Amazon Prime has Thursday exclusive. So you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday exclusive rights partners, which I think is actually kind of cool. Now, I was like, well, I'd like to have it all in one place. I would, too. The reality of the world is you can't have that.
Well, see, now, and here's the thing, too. This is my soapbox moment. My guess is that all of the people that are pissed about all the different streaming platforms and apps and subscriptions that we need to watch all of our sports mm-hmm. now across Netflix or Hulu or Peacock or Amazon or Apple or what have you are all the same people that bitched about cable being too expensive and cut the cord. And now, all of a sudden, where are we at? They're crying about having to subscribe to too many other things.
Well, it's funny because
we're getting to the spot where they're going to bundle, what is it, Apple and Netflix or something like that. And everybody's like, oh, great, look, we rediscovered cable.
Yeah, no, linear is going to go away in the sense of how it is, but it's going to come back and basically it's going to be streaming packages.
And I'm going to be pissed because it's going to eliminate channel surfing as we know it.
Yes.
That's one of the things that I hate about watching sports on streaming platforms.
Because you have to go in and out. But that's what they want because they don't want you surfing.
Yeah, F the consumer.
They want you in their product.
I hate it.
Oh, this is kind of sad looking. I'm not going to lie. I'm in a squirrel moment so many times as the Olympics are going on here. They cut to somebody doing a performance in the middle of the river, and it's not very well lit. And
it looks like they're just on a floating pile of trash bags.
Yeah, which it's France.
Yeah.
So
and the River Seine.
Yeah. Trash is the least offensive thing in that river right now. A lot of poop. For those that aren't
getting driving that thing.
I bet you it's remote controlled or there's a guy like under the trash pile.
Actually, that's not a motor. That's just a dude back there kicking.
That would be like, that's the guy that didn't make the French national swimming team.
Guess what role you got, buddy boy.
Here you go, bud. Not good enough. Keep churning. Part of me wants to turn the volume on so I can hear this, but part of me is terrified of what will come out. But you have exclusive partners for exclusive days, and I like that
mm-hmm.
because there's something about like what do we think about when we think about NBC? Like
you get
there's certain je ne sais quoi to keep it French about each channel and what they provide. That And they're bringing it back. They've already said that they're going to get the rights to it. And Mike Tirico.
I mean, look.
Mike Tirico's not basketball.
Yeah, well, I mean, look. And also, vanilla is the best-selling ice cream flavor in the world.
I know, but just let the Italian Stallion stick to football. All right? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very weird.
Where are we going to have Marv Albert? Is he going to go back to NBC?
Hot take. I don't like Marv.
You don't like Marv?
I don't like Marv, and I don't like Mike Breen.
You don't like Breen?
I don't like New York broadcasters.
Okay.
I don't like their accent, and
gotcha.
I don't like them as humans because they're worse.
Gotcha.
Second part's not true.
Whew.
I'm just.
Marv Albert as John Stark goes to the free throw line.
Yes, he also is too old to be doing this anymore. I get people who like Breen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Northeast broadcasters. I don't like their pacing and cadence.
Gotcha.
Ian Eagle is basically the only one who I'm like, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
But other like New York, Northeastern play-by-play guys,
yeah.
In general, there is something about their cadence and their voice that is not appealing to me.
Gotcha.
I took me a while to figure out what it was and what I didn't like. And then I was like, oh, and it's not that I don't think that they're good. They're just not for me. But you have all these individual silos for the game. I think it's good because... maybe I can get some of this out of ESPN's hands and you'll get somebody who actually cares about the product.
Oh yeah. So like where their studio shows actually talk about the on-court product.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if that happens.
Not just behind the scenes drama.
Well, and this is where we're going to transfer into the other part of this. And this is TNT and Charles Barkley and all of Inside the NBA. There's so much to discern from the legal case, but also what we think of Inside the NBA, Charles Barkley, Ernie, Kenny, Shaq, and what's going to kind of come next for them. And that's what we're going to dive into here next on 1080 The Fan. And reminder, basketball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We'll get to that and more. Come here, Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Quick squirrel moment that I just realized as a appeared headless horse was being ridden down a river on top of a submarine. Sixth time today I've said something I never thought I'd say on the radio or ever.
Right.
I worked the Olympics in Greece, security in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh, it must have been cool. No, I was stuck in the air for like 14 hours a day. It was miserable.
Good times.
Thinking about everything they're doing right now on the River Seine, there has got to be legitimately hundreds of military personnel that are submerged along the river.
Yeah. It's like if you see there, they got that lead boat out ahead of the Ichabod crane there.
Oh, yeah. But even then, because of the vast amount of area you have to cover, thinking about the security in this region is like making me tick.
Well, and Jeff Montpelier was in here earlier and he made a good observation. He said, because usually you see these and they're in a stadium, they're in an arena.
Yes, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, you have a more controlled environment.
Exactly. Yeah. So much easier to secure an arena than
as opposed to like
a city
6 miles of river.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's so many rooftops, there's so many entry points, so many exits. This is the U.S. Secret Service would have just pulled their own trigger at this point. This is a nightmare for security. Speaking of nightmares, somebody who doesn't have a lack of security, Charles Barkley did a exclusive.
He's fairly secure.
Boy, especially financially.
Yes.
He did an exclusive interview with The Athletic and Andrew Marchand, and this is the will he, won't he. Remember, Chuck came out and said, I'm going to retire if TNT doesn't stay on, which was great theatrics because Barkley's really good at this, and Barkley's really, really good at anything. It's making sure he gets his money.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Barkley is currently in year three of a 10-year, $210 million deal.
Wow, that's a lot of cheddar.
Folks, TV money is bonkers.
Yeah.
For everybody out there who's like, oh, you didn't make any money on Outsiders, but keep thinking that. Keep thinking that. I was able to do that job by itself and be very well off.
Yeah.
TV money is nuts. TV money is cuckoo, especially on this level. And he has said basically, maybe he could reconsider his retirement. My deal is 10 years, $210 million. Turner has to come to me ASAP, and they have to guarantee my whole thing, or they can offer me a pay cut, which there's no chance of that, and I'll be a free agent. So from I'm going to retire to I'll take my money, please. Next line, very Charles Barkley-esque. My thing was, wait, y'all effed up. I didn't eff up. Why do I have to take a pay cut? There has been now news as of today, which if you were listening back on Monday, you were told exactly what was going to happen. Warner Brothers TNT is now suing the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That is happening. The alleged fault here is that the league breached its contract by declining its offer for a new media rights deal and instead signing with Amazon. They have filed this court in the New York Supreme Court. And the NBA has 20 days to respond. I've talked to multiple stakeholders at the highest of levels in the NBA about this. And while they say nothing is guaranteed, the general feeling is tough S, TNT.
Yeah.
And that they're going to lose this lawsuit. And that doing this is mostly just sour grapes and trying to, David Zaslav, who is the, president of TNT Warner Brothers, trying to save face because a year ago he said he and their networks did not need the NBA to survive.
Well, and he's just even outside of this whole NBA deal, he is
CNN Plus anyone.
He
lasted less than 2 months. Well, everything he has touched Midas touch?
Yeah, basically, right? Everything he touches just turns to poop.
Poop, yeah. Like, would you rather touch it and turn it to gold or touch it and turn it to poop?
Well, Warner Brothers, they had Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner movie that had basically almost been finished.
Mm-hmm.
And like as a cost-cutting move or whatever, he didn't want to, and beyond that, not only did they cancel it and decide not to release it, they destroyed it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no longer any copy of it.
So nobody has, anybody who worked on it has nothing to show for it.
Yes.
They've done that actually with quite a few projects, the tax write-offs, disgusting as that is. But yeah, no, this is an issue. And of course they rebranded HBO to Max.
Mm-hmm.
That was also under his wants. Like, you take a look and you're like, oh, you just fail upward.
Yeah.
It's actually quite impressive.
Yeah.
Like,
at what point doesn't a board come to him and be like, look, you're either just colossally stupid or
you have the worst luck in the world.
Worst luck in the world, or you're just blatantly like breaching your fiduciary responsibility.
Yeah. It's a thing. The NBA has already responded because they knew this was coming. Warner Bros. Discovery's claims are without merit. Our lawyers will address them, NBA spokesperson Mike Bass said Friday. I don't think that there's anything that's going to come out of this, and I think TNT is done. The interesting thing is what happens to Kenny, Ernie, Charles, Shaq. In this interview, which I assume was done a couple days ago, Charles Barkley said, I wouldn't want them, TNT, to sue. The NBA clearly wanted to break up with us. I don't want to be in a relationship where I have to sue somebody to be in it. That makes zero sense. Yeah. If you have to sue somebody to stay in a relationship, do you think that's a healthy relationship? Which Chuck's saying things that, you know, make sense. He says also it's going to go to all streaming in 11 years. I think it's just a cash grab, but they need streaming because in 11 years, nobody's going to be able to afford these rights. But streaming, they're kind of getting their cake and eating it too. They got ESPN and NBC and they got streaming. Barkley says right now I'm planning on retiring. I'm not trying to do anything, but he said he'd be stupid not to listen to potential offers.
Of course.
But from a compensation standpoint, I said, I will sit down and see what you're all going to have going forward. I've been straight honest with all the companies. Barkley said, however, he's still hesitant to not have the entire inside the NBA team. Ernie Johnson has said that he does not and will not leave TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what it looks like after next year if the check's clear.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything there that would make me, I don't question their loyalty. It's just, dude, you're doing what's best for you financially, fiduciary, whatever is still out there. Barkley goes on to say, I feel bad for the people I work with. A lot of good people will lose their jobs. I have to give TNT credit. They tried everything to try and stay in the relationship, but the NBA wanted to move on. It's that simple. Well, no, TNT didn't do everything they needed to do to try to stay in the relationship because their own president was out there trying to play chicken with the NBA.
Yeah.
Because if they had been at the price point day one, they would have already figured that out.
Yes.
So it sucks, but you do still have one more year of TNT with the crew. This is what I want to kind of touch on as a response to this. We were talking about last segment, the giving a damn about the game of basketball. The NFL has that in their coverage. People who give a crap about the sport and how they talk about it. They have the stupid talk shows, there's no doubt about it, but that's not the crux of the sport. I'm hoping that with Amazon and NBC coming to the fold, that you get people who give a damn about the game, and it's not about walk-ups. It's not about what they're wearing. It's not about culture. It's not about fashion. It's about the bleeping game and everything else secondary. I love Ernie. I love Kenny. I love Shaq. I love Charles. They are not that.
Mm-hmm, right.
They don't help you. They are entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as they are entertainment, they are the best at it. Full stop. But you do not tune into them to learn about the game, to better understand the game. Now, they might call back to some stuff, and I do appreciate that. I'm not saying that because they haven't played in a while, they aren't relevant.
Even when they go to the huge video board in the background, it's not necessarily about breaking down that play. It's about Kenny and Shaq trying to race up there and see who can not fall down.
There's an entertainment aspect. I mean, when you put a chalk outline to where Kenny fell on the stairs, like, yeah. It's
props to whoever came up with that one.
That was great. Yeah. I mean, fantastic stuff. Wow, they got out of the water, and now Ezio is riding a horse under the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
All the flags are falling in. I think we might actually be moving to lighting the torch here soon, 4 hours later.
It's only 10:30 local time there.
They started this at, like, what, 7 local time?
10:15, 9:00, carry the 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7. Yeah.
It's been 3.5 hours.
Yeah, 7 something.
Shh. quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, the Mariners making some noise, but also our worst day on the web. All of that and more can be here in Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
This is a Big Ten Media Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Today's worst day on the web has got me going, should I not be impressed?
Don't act like you're not impressed.
I'm kind of impressed, even if it is terrifying.
Actually, I'm not even mad.
I read this and I went, is this a bad thing? A New Jersey man is facing animal cruelty charges.
Ah.
Again, let me finish.
I know where we're going here.
For allegedly beheading a seagull.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, that sounds like a little bit odd, but it was stealing his daughter's French fries. Okay, this seems like a tad bit of an overreaction. Police officers. Holy crap! Did I say Ossifers? Good Lord!
I'll have to go to the tape.
Well, that's, I don't even know what to say about that one.
That's S-W-I-N-J.
Good Lord. Police said officers. Why is that not police officers said? Police said officers responded, okay, to an animal cruelty incident at Maury's Piers on Boardwalk Avenue on July 6th. And witnesses reported that Franklin Ziegler, decapitated a seagull with his bare hands. Okay. My first thought process is, dude's having a bad day, sitting down on the pier with his daughter, trying to enjoy the probably a little coney dog and fries.
Mm-hmm.
And the dirty sea pigeon comes down, sea rat, tries to steal her fries, which, again, seagulls have like all the diseases in the world, yeah. Them and pigeons.
Oh, they're awful creatures, yes. But still, you know.
I mean, let he who has not cast an Alka-Seltzer throw the first stone, okay? Okay? Right. You haven't done it? You haven't done it?
I have
it?
Not actually done
really?
That.
Really?
No.
I did.
This is also the same person that had multiple opportunities to put eye drops in somebody's cocktail as a bartender, but
didn't do it once?
And I never once spit in anybody's food either.
Coward.
I know it might be hard to believe that I have scruples, but
I am unscrupulous. I cannot be scrupled. But the you know, the winged rat of the coast coming down and stealing your daughter's fries, I can imagine it can be quite enraging.
Well, yeah, sure.
Now, if they're saying decapitated, I can't believe I'm kind of leaning towards this guy's side here. This is so wild. But do you know how you kill waterfowl after you shoot them?
Well, break its neck.
Do you know how you do that?
I'm assuming, I don't think it's quite what this guy did.
Well, I mean, you don't bend it over your knee kind of a deal.
Right.
You grab them by the head and you spin them around like a crank.
Okay.
I would imagine dude grabbed body with one hand, grabbed head with other, and just kind of whipped and snapped.
I think that's kind of what happened here.
That's what I'm thinking. And he probably did it in such a quick and crazy manner. That the old head went pop, which.
Well, still, you have to listen. There's still a certain amount of force required to remove the head from the rest of the body.
I mean, well, that's the thing is, the decapitating here is put in quotes. Okay?
Well,
so, so it's not like it's not a clear decapitation. We're not because we're not. The dude didn't grab the knife out of the pocket and cut the head off of the bird on the table.
No, he ripped it off with his two bare hands.
Which, again, if you grab body with one hand, grab head with other, and you just flip and snap. Look, I'm just saying. It's you could pull it halfway. Just saying. I love Danny acting like snapping an animal's neck isn't a weekly occurrence for him. That's on the Vancouver Ford text line. Look, I'm just saying, when you go hunting, it is what it is.
According to the probable cause statement for his arrest, Ziegler ripped the seagull's head off with his hands. after it tried stealing French fries from his daughter.
I want to know if there's a, because there is a line of demarcation here.
Witnesses reported Ziegler had asked Maury's peers staff for a trash bag while holding the decapitated bird.
Okay. Okay. Did he rip it off fully? Was there 100% decapitation? Are we dangling?
I'm assuming if it's decapitated, you have rendered this bird into two separate parts.
Okay. It's again.
Because if it hadn't been, if it was still together, it would just be, you know, snap the bird's neck.
Well, no, I mean, you can tear it off and it's still like, you know, spine kind of like, you know, you can hang on by stuff.
We're really going to split these hairs?
Yes. Feathers. I'm just saying, like, look, all I'm saying is it's a lot easier to rip a bird's head off than you think it is. Seven things I've said on radio today that I never thought I'd say out loud.
Boy. Oh, man.
It is a day. It is a day to day.
It really gets away from us sometimes when Dusty's not here to rein you in.
Yeah, it is a day to day. I'm not taking this guy's side. I'm just asking the important questions, okay? Look, I'm not up for animal cruelty, but I think there's a sliding scale of animal cruelty. That's eight things.
Yeah.
God. There's a sliding scale of cruelty when it comes to different animals, okay? Like, is it animal cruelty if I step on a spider?
No.
Okay, so you get what I'm saying.
Because I think, oh God, what was it? It was it Shawshank? What was the movie where the guy was feeding his pet bird in his pocket maggots? Was that in Shawshank? Or was that the Birdman of Alcatraz? Anyway, There was one where PETA objected to it because they said it was cruel to the maggots.
My point exactly.
Yeah.
So like, look, if ripping the heads off animals, ripping the heads off a bear, cute little cub, a llama, that's bad. Koala, no matter how many STDs it has, that's bad. Ripping the head off. Look, here's the other thing. I'm going to go fully the other way. Ripping the head off the seagull sent a clear message to all of the other seagulls. Okay?
This New Jersey man sends message to entire animal kingdom.
Look, we had gophers in my yard that were so egregious. I sat over the top of a gopher hole with a 40 caliber Glock and waited for him to stick his head up, and I blew his brains out. And then I left him there as a message to all of the other gophers.
Just so you know, I don't have enough content to fill the rest of this show by myself.
I didn't want to do a BB gun because I don't know how much it would kill it or not. Okay.
I was in fact trying to be humane about this.
I was legitimately because no. The gopher traps, the ones that kill them, they're like giant spikes.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm going to blow its head off. Okay. The 40 caliber round was as big as the gopher's head basically. But I did leave it in the hole as a message to the rest of the gopher family of do not come up in my yard anymore. A message was sent.
Was it Braveheart where they had all the heads on
pikes?
Yes,
that's exactly what I did. And I think our Jersey gentleman, Frank, if we will.
I'm sure that guy is definitely Frank.
Frank here just went on like, hey, stay away from the fries, you flying rats.
Well, now after this, if he's connected at all, you know what his nickname is going to be? He's Frankie French Fries.
Ooh. There's got to be some bird double entendre we can go with here, right? Like, I'll work on that. There's something there. Franklin Ziegler. Yeah, it does sound kind of serial killish. What's his middle name? Franklin... Delanor Ziegler.
Did they have it in there? Because usually in stuff like this where the guy gets arrested, they have his full name.
Right.
I don't know. All it says is Franklin Ziegler. Yeah.
Vancouver text line. What Daniel, I thought was a gopher story is that this happened when he was seven. No, I was older. Much, much older. They didn't let me handle the 40 cal until I was older. That's for sure. But, yeah, I... Dare I say I'm on Franklin Ziegler's side?
I mean,
I'm almost there.
Yeah, sure. You know what? I dare you to say you're on Franklin Ziegler's side.
Like, as if not in general, in this particular case, because what I have not gotten to
here's
is
the headline from New Jersey 105.1: public disgust for New Jersey man accused of beheading seagull at Jersey Shore.
I mean, Ziegler was initially arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest because he was irate and uncooperative with officers on an unrelated investigation.
Yeah.
See, that's what kinda...
So the guy was already wanted, and then he goes out on the Jersey Shore and rips the head off a seagull.
This is how you get caught.
Yeah.
You're out on bail.
Are you taking notes?
Yeah. It's not the body that gets you. It's the bird body. Did you see how well he dressed that bird with his bare hands? I wonder if he's done that to a human body. God. Completely broke, Jeff. Yeah, there we go. I mean, I did say I may be on Franklin Ziegler's side. I'm just saying that might be, you know, near the water. I really want to know what he was under arrest for otherwise, or being investigated for otherwise.
Right?
You know, it's...
I'm going to go with it wasn't jaywalking.
I can't commit to it. I can't commit to the bit. I'm not on his side, but I understand where he's coming from.
Hey, it's like the old Chris Rock bit. You know, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I'd have done it, but I understand.
But I understand. Next time, keep the bird head mildly attached and or under the table. Or have a trash bin relatively close.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go to the security employees
with the dead bird in your hands.
In two pieces.
Do you have a trash bag? I found this bird that I picked up with my bare hands. Did you rip its head off? Maybe.
What makes you ask that?
The blood running down both his hands. Do you have any Purell?
Maybe some bleach.
God. I need to clean up the table.
Yeah.
God. All right. Man. Well, from one guy getting his head torn off to another, Calvin Johnson talks about him getting his torn off, his head torn off. Come over next year on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. I like it when former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron, gets on and does shows because he just tells you that, yeah, he was really good at his job. Yeah, everything came really easy to him, but he really just wanted to play football, smoke weed, and get paid. That's really what he was about. He doesn't try to hide it or lie about it or really anything in between. But
much
he
like
also
Rick, much like Ricky Williams,
right? He kind of has the same vibe. He's Ricky without the Reds. Ricky just didn't hide the vibes, or as opposed to Calvin. But what Calvin did do is talk about getting his teeth knocked in and how hard it was on the St. Brown podcast with the Raw St. Brown.
London Fletcher, man. London Fletcher. Y'all know London Fletcher?
I've heard of him.
I don't really know him.
But London Fletcher's about 5'7", 250. I was running with a drag across the middle. Man, I mean, I swear I got hit 5 yards back the other way. And I didn't want to play no more that day. I was just like my whole like rib cage, my whole insides, they were just like out of order. It felt like I went to the sideline. Like I feel like I told my coach, I was like, man, I think I'm good on this game.
I think I'm good on this game.
He knocked me 5 yards the other direction.
London Fletcher was with the Rams then, I would imagine.
Ooh, don't know.
Rams or Washington, right? And those are the two teams he played for.
Didn't play for the Eagles.
Did he play for the Eagles? God, my brain is St. Louis was first 4 years, Buffalo, Washington. Yeah, so he played until he was 38.
Man,
that is a long time to play a linebacker. Also terrifying because he ran a sub 4.440. That's one thing I always remember about London Fletcher was that how fast he was. He was short too. He was listed at 5'10", which means he was 5'9".
Well, and Colin in there, he just said 5'7", 250.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He was 250 though.
Yeah.
That was the terrifying thing, is that he's a monster. He looked like pocket James Harrison. Just imagine that little man, though, getting underneath your pads. Because, yeah. Again, Calvin's 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn near a foot taller. Going across the middle back then was a different time, a different era, you know. And still, we got to grab this clip one of these times. Every single time it comes up on social media, Chad Johnson Ochocinco playing for the Bengals against the Ravens, trying to blindside block Ray Lewis. You watch him.
I bet that didn't go well.
Ray Lewis, for the younger crowd, you know the idea of Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is damn near 300 pounds. He was like 270-pound middle linebacker. Just an absolute monster human, right? And Chad Johnson maybe weighed a buck 95, 200 pounds, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs into him and tries to hit him from behind.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is a Big Ten Media Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Today's worst day on the web has got me going, should I not be impressed?
Don't act like you're not impressed.
I'm kind of impressed, even if it is terrifying.
Actually, I'm not even mad.
I read this and I went, is this a bad thing? A New Jersey man is facing animal cruelty charges.
Ah.
Again, let me finish.
I know where we're going here.
For allegedly beheading a seagull.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, that sounds like a little bit odd, but it was stealing his daughter's French fries. Okay. This seems like a tad bit of an overreaction. Police officers. Holy crap. Did I say Polif Ossifers? Good Lord.
I'll have to go to the tape.
Well, that's... I don't even know what to say about that one.
That's S-W-I-N-J.
Good Lord. Police said officers... Why is that not police officer said? P- Police said officers responded, okay, to an animal cruelty incident at Maury's Piers on Boardwalk Avenue on July 6th. And witnesses reported that Ziegler, Franklin Ziegler, decapitated a seagull with his bare hands. Okay. My first thought process is, dude's having a bad day, sitting down on the pier with his daughter, trying to enjoy the probably a little Coney dog and fries.
Mm-hmm.
And the dirty sea pigeon comes down, sea rats, tries to steal her fries, which, again, seagulls have like all the diseases in the world, yeah. Them and pigeons.
Oh, they're awful creatures, yes. But still, you know.
I mean, let he who has not cast an Alka-Seltzer throw the first stone, okay? Okay? Right. You haven't done it? You haven't done it?
I have
it?
Not actually done
really?
That.
Really?
No.
I did.
This is also the same person that had multiple opportunities to put eye drops in somebody's cocktail as a bartender, but
didn't
not.
Do it once?
And I never once spit in anybody's food either.
Coward.
I know it might be hard to believe that I have scruples, but...
I am unscrupulous. I cannot be scrupled. But the... you know, the winged rat of the coast coming down and stealing your daughter's fries, I can imagine it can be quite enraging.
Well, yeah, sure.
Now, if they're saying decapitated, look, I can't believe I'm kind of leaning towards this guy's side here. This is so wild. But do you know how you kill waterfowl after you shoot them?
Well, you break its neck.
Do you know how you do that?
I'm assuming, I don't think it's quite what this guy did.
Well, I mean, you don't, like, bend it over your knee kind of a deal.
Right.
You grab them by the head and you spin them around like a crank.
Okay.
I would imagine dude grabbed body with one hand, grabbed head with other, and just kind of whipped and snapped.
I think that's kind of what happened here.
That's what I'm thinking. And he probably did it in such a quick and like crazy manner that the old head went, boop, which...
Well, still, you have to listen. There's still a certain amount of force required to remove the head from the rest of the body.
I mean, well, the thing is, the decapitating here is put in quotes. Okay.
Well, yes.
So it's not like it's not a clear decapitation. We're not like, you know, because we're not, the dude didn't like grab the knife out of the pocket and cut the head off of the bird on the table.
No, he ripped it off with his two bare hands.
Which, again, if you grab body with one hand, grab head with other, and you just flip and snap. Look, I'm just saying, it's like you could pull it halfway. Just yeah. Saying. I love Danny acting like snapping an animal's neck isn't a weekly occurrence for him. That's on the Vancouver Ford text line. Look, I'm just saying, when you go hunting, it's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. According to the probable cause statement for his arrest, Ziegler ripped the seagull's head off with his hands. After it tried stealing French fries from his daughter.
I want to know if there's a... Because there is a line of demarcation here.
Witnesses reported Ziegler had asked Maury's Piers staff for a trash bag while holding the decapitated bird.
Okay. Okay. Did he rip it off fully? Was there 100% decapitation? Are we dangling?
I'm assuming if it's decapitated, you have rendered this bird into two separate parts.
Okay. Which it's a little, it's again.
Because if it hadn't been, if it was still together, it would just be, you know, snap the bird's neck.
Well, no, I mean, you can tear it off and it's still like, you know, spine kind of like, you know, you can hang on by stuff.
We're really going to split these hairs?
Yes. Feathers. I'm just saying, like, look, all I'm saying is it's a lot easier to rip a bird's head off than you think it is. Seven things I've said on radio today that I never thought I'd say out loud.
Boy. Oh, man.
It is a day.
It really gets away from us sometimes when Dusty's not here to rein you in.
Yeah, it is a day today. I'm not taking this guy's side. I'm just asking the important questions, okay? Look, I'm not up for animal cruelty, but I think there's a sliding scale of animal cruelty. God, that's eight things.
Yeah.
God. There's a sliding scale of cruelty when it comes to different animals, okay? Like, is it animal cruelty if I step on a spider?
No.
Okay, so you get what I'm saying.
Because I think, oh God, what was it? It was it Shawshank? What was the movie where the guy was feeding his pet bird in his pocket maggots? Was that in Shawshank? Or was that the Birdman of Alcatraz? Anyway, There was one where PETA objected to it because they said it was cruel to the maggots.
My point exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, look, if ripping the heads off animals, ripping the heads off a bear, cute little cub, a llama, that's bad. A koala, no matter how many STDs it has, that's bad. Ripping the head off. Look, here's the other thing. I'm going to go fully the other way. Ripping the head off the seagull sent a clear message to all of the other seagulls. Okay?
This New Jersey man sends message to entire animal kingdom.
Look, we had gophers in my yard that were so egregious. I sat over the top of a gopher hole with a 40 caliber Glock and waited for it to stick his head up, and I blew his brains out. And then I left him there as a message to all of the other gophers.
Just so you know, I don't have enough content to fill the rest of this show by myself.
Look, I didn't want to do a BB gun because I don't know how much it would kill it or not, okay?
I was in fact trying to be humane about this.
I was legitimately. Because no. The gopher traps, the ones that kill them, they're like giant spikes.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm gonna blow its head off. Okay. The 40 caliber round was as big as the gopher's head, basically. But I did leave it in the hole as a message to the rest of the gopher family of do not come up in my yard anymore. A message was sent.
Was it Braveheart where they had all the heads on pikes?
Yes, that's exactly what I did. And I think our Jersey gentleman, Frank, if we will.
I'm sure that guy is definitely Frank.
Frank here just went on like, hey, stay away from the fries, you flying rats.
Well, now after this, if he's connected at all, you know what his nickname is going to be? He's Frankie French Fries.
Ooh. There's got to be some bird double entendre we can go with here, right? Like, I'll work on that. There's something there. Franklin Ziegler. Yeah, it does sound kind of serial killish. What's his middle name? Franklin Delanor Ziegler.
Did they have it in there? Because usually in stuff like this where the guy gets arrested, they have his full name.
Right.
I don't know. All it says is Franklin Ziegler. Yeah.
Vancouver text line. What Daniel thought was a gopher story is that this happened when he was 7. No, I was older, much, much older. They didn't let me handle the 40 cal until I was older. That's for sure. But yeah, I dare say I'm on Franklin Ziegler's side.
I mean,
I'm almost there.
Yeah, sure. You know what? I dare you to say you're on Franklin Ziegler's side.
Like, as if not in general. In this particular case, because what I have not gotten to
here's
is
the
that,
headline from New Jersey 105.1: public disgust for New Jersey man accused of beheading seagull at Jersey Shore.
I mean, Ziegler was initially arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest because he was irate and uncooperative with officers on an unrelated investigation.
Yeah.
See, that's what.
So the guy was already wanted, and then he goes out on the Jersey Shore and rips the head off a seagull.
This is how you get caught.
Yeah.
You're out on bail.
Are you taking notes?
Yeah. It's not the body that gets you, it's the bird body. Did you see how well he dressed that bird with his bare hands? I wonder if he's done that to a human body. God. Completely broke, Jeff. Yeah, there we go. I mean, I did say I may be on Franklin Ziegler's side. I'm just saying that might be, you know, near the water. I really want to know what he was under arrest for otherwise, or being investigated for otherwise.
Right?
You know, it's...
I'm going to go with it wasn't jaywalking.
I can't commit to it. I can't commit to the bit. I'm not on his side, but I understand where he's coming from.
Hey, it's like the old Chris Rock bit. You know, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I'd have done it, but I understand.
Next time, keep the bird head mildly attached and or under the table. Or have a trash bin. Relatively close.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go to the security employees.
With the dead bird in your hands.
In two pieces.
Do you have a trash bag? I found this bird that I picked up with my bare hands. Did you rip its head off? Maybe.
What makes you ask that?
The blood running down both his hands. Do you have any Purell?
Maybe some bleach.
God. I need to clean up the table. God. All right. Man. Well, from one guy getting his head torn off to another, Calvin Johnson talks about him getting his torn off, his head torn off. Come over next year on Danny and Dusty, Teen of the Fan. I like it when former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron, gets on and does shows, because he just tells you that, yeah, he was really good at his job. Yeah, everything came really easy to him, but he really just wanted to play football, smoke weed, and get paid. That's really what he was about. He doesn't try to hide it or lie about it or really anything in between.
Ricky Williams.
Right. He kind of has the same vibe. He's Ricky without the Reds. And Ricky just didn't hide the vibes, or as opposed to Calvin. But what Calvin did do is talk about getting his teeth knocked in and how hard it was on the St. Brown podcast with the Raw St. Brown.
London Fletcher, man. London Fletcher. Y'all know London Fletcher?
I've heard of him. I don't really know him.
But London Fletcher's about 5'7", 250. I was running a drag across the middle. Man, I swear I got hit 5 yards back the other way. And I didn't want to play no more that day. I was just like my whole rib cage, my whole insides, they were just like out of order. It felt like I went to the sideline. I told my coach, I was like, man, I think I'm good on this game.
I think I'm good on this game.
He knocked me 5 yards the other direction.
London Fletcher was with the Rams then, I would imagine.
Ooh, don't know.
Rams or Washington, right? Those are the two teams he played for.
Didn't play for the Eagles?
Did he play for the Eagles? God, my brain is St. Louis's first 4 years, Buffalo, Washington. Yeah, so he played until he was 38.
Man,
that is a long time to play a linebacker. Also terrifying because he ran a sub 4.4 40. That's one thing I always remember at London Fletcher was that how fast he was. He was short too. He was listed at 5'10", which means he was 5'9".
Well, and Colin in there, he just said 5'7", 250.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He was 250 though.
Yeah.
That was the terrifying thing, is that he's a monster. He looked like pocket James Harrison. Just imagine that little man, though, getting underneath your pads. Because, again, Calvin's 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn near a foot taller. Going across the middle back then was a different time, a different era, you know. And still, we got to grab this clip one of these times. Every single time it comes up on social media. Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, playing for the Bengals against the Ravens, trying to blindside block Ray Lewis. You watch him.
I bet that didn't go well.
Ray Lewis, for the younger crowd, you know the idea of Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is damn near 300 pounds. He was like 270-pound middle linebacker. Just an absolute monster human, right? And Chad Johnson maybe weighed 195, 200 pounds, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs into him and tries to hit him from behind. And he not just only bounces off of him. It's like all of the force is redirected. Are you watching it right now?
Yeah.
Redirected. Like Ray just kind of like quarter turns and puts one arm into him. And Ocho Cinco's feet go to the sky.
Hang on here. I got to see if I... Oh, hang on.
I mean, it's incredible.
Here.
We got a quick with those big guys.
That was Ray.
I thought
I could hit him. I tried to blindside Ray. He ran me over.
That huh that you hear is all of his oxygen and his soul leaving his body.
The coach is like, hey, you got to quit it with those big guys.
I tried to hit Ray. I tried to blindside him. And that's the thing is, he did try to blindside him, and Ray doesn't move.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
He takes with one arm.
Yeah.
He just kind of sees Chad coming.
That was tremendous.
Like, eh. I'm good. Keeps tremendous. His eyes kind of down the left hash line, throws a chicken wing into Chad Johnson's chest and throws him into the air. And it's just like, oh, that's right. Those dudes are different. There's a couple of those linebackers in the NFL still today. But the Ray Lewis's, London Fletcher's, Brian Urlacher's, Zach Thomas's, guys that didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just like, why do you exist?
Right.
Like, you're big and you're strong in a world of big and strong people, but it's like Aaron Donald is a defensive tackle. It's like, what is your purpose? You know, it just doesn't make any sense, like, what those guys are, what they do, and how they do it. But, like, in a world where the elite of the elite are looking at those guys like, nah, I want no part of that. You hear Calvin Johnson, a guy that we call Megatron.
Yeah.
Because he's basically a transformer, which is how ridiculous he was, having, you know, the biggest catch radius while being this super yoked out wide receiver that could out jump, out push, out strong anyone, getting absolutely decimated.
Yeah.
Getting knocked out of a game, essentially saying, I got hit so hard in the rib cage that I wanted to quit.
Yeah, I think I'm good on this game.
Like, think about that. Like, and the toughest of the tough. And you're like, well, he wasn't tough. He quit playing football. Like, no, he just got tired of that.
Yeah, he just pulled the Roberto Duran. No mas.
I'm good, dog. Because, there's a PHNX, the website that's the DNVR and PHLY, the All City Sports Network. They have one set up in Phoenix. And they had a tweet out today saying, Coach Dillingham, can we please have one of our guys come play as a kicker for a day?
Mm-hmm.
And Dillingham recognized him, responded to him with the eyes tweet of like, or the thinking emoji tweet.
Yeah.
I want to see somebody play linebacker for a day. I want to see an average 22 to a 26-year-old who thinks they still have it.
Yeah.
Go into a D1 FBS level football practice at a program that's not great.
Right.
At Arizona State, to be frank. And try to fill the hole on a counter and watch what happens. Watch what happens when this 6'4", 304-pound sophomore guard comes on a pull downhill. Even if you know the play is coming and you're like, I'm going to get a head start. I'm going to get to that hole before that running back does. I would love to see it. Because all of the empty, I could be this, I could do this. If I could have, a coach would have, like, no, you couldn't. You have that dude, Calvin Johnson, telling you, I got knocked out of a game by a 5'7" linebacker. No, Joe Blow off the couch. You cannot go do that.
Oh, man.
On the Vancouver Vortex line, but somebody highlighting also the other names of other guys. Patrick Willis was another one of those guys of recent memory. You're like, you're not supposed to exist, but also this might be the most you shouldn't exist human in existence. Reggie White.
Oh, yeah.
Who used to use the club maneuver, who used to throw 6'6", 300-pound tackles.
The Minister of Defense.
With a forearm.
Yeah.
Just terrifying stuff. Terrifying stuff. All right, coming up in hour number three, the Mariners make a move, but does it actually matter? Danny Destiny, the fan. I like it when former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron, gets on and does shows because he just tells you that, yeah, he was really good at his job. Yeah, everything came really easy to him, but he really just wanted to play football, smoke weed, and get paid. That's really what he was about. He doesn't try to hide it or lie about it or really anything in between.
Ricky Williams.
Right. He kind of has the same vibe. He's Ricky without the reds. And Ricky just didn't hide the vibes as opposed to Calvin. But what Calvin did do is talk about getting his teeth knocked in and how hard it was on the St. Brown podcast with Raw St. Brown.
London Fletcher, man. London Fletcher. Y'all know London Fletcher?
I've heard of him. I don't really know him.
But London Fletcher's about 5'7", 250. I was running a drag across the middle. Man, I mean, I swear I got hit 5 yards back the other way. And I didn't want to play no more that day. I was just like my whole like rib cage, my whole insides, they were just like out of order. It felt like I went to the sideline. Like, I feel like I told my coach, I was like, man, I think I'm good on this game.
I think I'm good on this game.
He knocked me 5 yards the other direction.
London Fletcher was with the Rams then, I would imagine.
Ooh, don't know.
Rams or Washington, right? Those are the two teams he played for.
Didn't he play for the Eagles?
Did he play for the Eagles? God, that's my brain is St. Louis was first 4 years, Buffalo, Washington. Yeah, so he played until he was 38.
Man,
that is a long time to play a linebacker. Also terrifying because he ran a sub 4.440. That's one thing I always remember at London Fletcher was that how fast he was. He was short too. He was listed at 5'10", which means he was 5'9".
Well, and Callan in there, he just said 5'7", 250.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 250, though.
Yeah.
That was the terrifying thing, is that he's a monster. He looked like pocket James Harrison. Just imagine that little man, though, getting underneath your pads. Because, again, Calvin's 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn near a foot taller. Going across the middle back then was a different time, a different era, you know, and still, well, we got to grab this clip one of these times. Every single time it comes up on social media, Chad Johnson Ochocinco playing for the Bengals against the Ravens, trying to blindside block Ray Lewis. You watch him.
I bet that didn't go well.
Ray Lewis, for the younger crowd, you know the idea of Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is damn near 300 pounds. He was like 270-pound middle linebacker. Just an absolute monster human, right? And Chad Johnson maybe weighed a buck 95, 200 pounds, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs into him and tries to hit him from behind. And he not just only bounces off of him. It's like all of the force is redirected. Are you watching it right now?
Yes.
Redirected, like... Ray just kind of like quarter turns and puts one arm into him. And Ochocinco's feet go to the sky.
I gotta hang on here. I gotta see if I. Oh, hang on.
I mean, it's incredible.
Here.
We gotta quit with those big guys. That was Ray. I thought I'd
hit him. I tried to blindside Ray. He ran me over. That you hear is all of his oxygen and his soul leaving his body.
And the coach is like, hey, you got to quit it with those big guys.
Yeah, I tried to hit Ray. I tried to blindside him. And that's the thing is, he did try to blindside him, and Ray doesn't move.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
He takes with one arm.
Yeah.
He just kind of sees Chad coming.
That was tremendous.
Kind of like, eh, I'm good. Keeps his eyes kind of down the left hash line, throws a chicken wing into Chad Johnson's chest, and throws him into the air. And it's just like, oh, that's right. Those dudes are different. There's a couple of those linebackers in the NFL still today. But the Ray Lewis's, London Fletcher's, Brian Urlacher's, Zach Thomas's, guys that didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just like, why do you exist?
Right.
Like, you're big and you're strong in a world of big and strong people, but it's like Aaron Donald is a defensive tackle. It's like, what is your purpose? You know, it just doesn't make any sense, like, what those guys are, what they do, and how they do it. But, like, in a world where the elite of the elite are looking at those guys like, nah, I want no part of that. You hear Calvin Johnson, a guy that we call Megatron.
Yeah.
Because he's basically a transformer, which is how ridiculous he was, having, you know, the biggest catch radius while being this super yoked out wide receiver that could out jump, out push, out strong anyone, getting absolutely decimated.
Yeah.
Getting knocked out of a game, essentially saying, I got hit so hard in the rib cage that I wanted to quit.
Yeah, I think I'm good on this game.
Like, think about that. Like, and the toughest of the tough. And you're like, well, he wasn't tough. He quit playing football. Like, no, he just got tired of that.
Yeah, he just pulled the Roberto Duran. No mas.
I'm good, dog. Because, there's a PHNX, the website that's the DNVR and PHLY, the All City Sports Network. They have one set up in Phoenix, and they had a tweet out today saying, Coach Dillingham, can we please have one of our guys come play as a kicker for a day?
Mm-hmm.
And Dillingham recognized him, responded with the eyes tweet of like, or the thinking emoji tweet.
Yeah.
I want to see somebody play linebacker for a day. I want to see an average 22 to a 26 year old who thinks they still have it.
Yeah.
Go into a D1 FBS level football practice at a program that's not great.
Right.
At Arizona State, to be frank, and try to fill the hole on a counter and watch what happens. Watch what happens when this 6'4", 304-pound sophomore guard comes on a pull downhill. Even if you know the play is coming and you're like, I'm going to get a head start. I'm going to get to that hole before that running back does. I would love to see it. Because all of the empty, I could be this, I could do this, if I could have, a coach would have, like, no, you couldn't. You have that dude, Calvin Johnson, telling you, I got knocked out of a game by a 5'7" linebacker. No, Joe Blow off the couch. You cannot go do that.
Oh, man.
On the Vancouver Vortex line, but somebody highlighting also the other names of other guys. Patrick Willis was another one of those guys of recent memory. You're like, you're not supposed to exist, but also this might be the most you shouldn't exist human in existence. Reggie White.
Oh, yeah.
Who used to use the club maneuver, who used to throw 6'6", 300-pound tackles.
The Minister of Defense.
With a forearm.
Yeah.
Just terrifying stuff. Terrifying stuff. All right, coming up in hour number three, the Mariners make a move, but does it actually matter? Danny Destiny, the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.